Well, corruption has been one of the main reasons people took to the streets originally in Kyiv. This past weekend, anti-government protesters found a private zoo, luxury cars, and evidence that over $2 million had been spent to decorate a dining hall and tea room at ousted President Viktor Yanukovych's mansion. Yet Yanukovych earned $25,000 per year for most of his political life. And his son, a dentist by training, is reportedly worth more than $500 million. Earlier today, we reached Andrei Marusov, who heads Ukraine's branch of the corruption watchdog group Transparency International. It was a difficult phone line, but I asked him to describe corruption in Ukraine and how it affects average people.
The impact is, I would say, it's devastating. Speaking about average Ukrainians, you meet corruption in universities, in secondary schools, even in kindergartens. Very often, directors, they claim the bribe for improvement, for maintenance of the kindergarten. Then the same about hospitals and medical care.
So just to repeat, it sounds as if average Ukrainians had to pay bribes to get even the simplest things done, as you said, to get their children into kindergarten. With Ukraine under new leadership as the country moves forward, are you optimistic that things can change and corruption can be minimized?
Yeah, actually, today we do have some modest, I would say, hopes that actually the new government would try to break up completely this system. But on the other hand, the first signals, meaning how they selected the new government in a not very transparent way, this is actually a very alarming trend.
Andrei Marusov is chairman of the board of Transparency International in Ukraine, speaking to us today from Kyiv. Andrei, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, once again, that was a difficult phone line there. But to reiterate, Andrei said that he's basically optimistic, but he's alarmed, though, that the new way leaders of Ukraine and its new government have taken power, because he sees them doing it in a less than transparent way.
It's something we're seeing, of course, not just in Ukraine, but concerns like this in Thailand and Venezuela.
Yeah.
Lots of concerns about corruption all around the world. We'll continue to follow that. You're listening to Here and Now.